Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But he's talking about traditions of men that's actually contrary to the Word of God, so that people ignore the Word in order to keep a tradition. Now that's bad. How many agree that's bad? That's costing a lot of people. Now he gives Jesus, now remember who's talking here, who's talking? The Master. He gives a specific example of what he's talking about, what they were doing. He said, God commanded. Didn't suggest, didn't say try this. He said he commanded, saying, honor your father and mother. And he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. Do you see how far we as a people, we've gotten away from honor? Under the Old Testament, which was not grace, it was law. But under the Old Testament, if you cussed your mother or daddy, you died. You were executed. Did you know that? And it was righteous. Legally, it was a right thing to happen. God's the one who instituted it. And I mean, that sounds bizarre to people today. Why? Because they don't understand how serious honor is. How serious it is. See, what people didn't realize is, if you would get in your mama's face or your daddy's face and cuss them, you have just done that to God. You have no respect for God. A person who honors God would never do such a thing. Your honor for God, or lack of it, is revealed exactly in how you deal with people. Exactly. He said, the Bible said, God commanded, said, honor your father and mother. He that curses father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, whoever will say to his father or mother, it is a gift, but whatsoever you mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Now what's he saying? He said, they'll say to his father or mother, it's a gift, or all of my resources are dedicated to God, korban, to the temple, and so I am released from doing anything financially or materially for mama and daddy. He said, you have done away with the word. You've replaced the word with the tradition of yours. Now, what I'm saying is here, how did Jesus interpret honor your father and mother? He interpreted it as doing for them financially and materially. And if you read the Old Testament and come all the way through into the New, you have to come to the same conclusion again and again. Honor so-and-so. They honored so-and-so. There was always money involved. Not just words. This is another reason why you should be believing to be prosperous. Right? You ought to do some things for your parents. Right? Send them a check every month. Yes, you know. Send mama a check. She wants to just blow it on hats. Or shoes. Huh? Help mom and daddy get in a better house. If they need to. Help mom and daddy get a car. Right? You might say, well, my mom and daddy, you know, they don't believe right about everything. You ain't been listening at all, have you? It's not because of what they do or don't do. It's who they are to you. God chose that. That'll never change. And in honoring that, you honor God. In failing to honor that, you're choosing not to honor God. That's the kind of thing he's talking about. You know, the Bible talks about honoring widows that are widows indeed. We've just been reading about that, haven't we, recently? I think I only heard two yeses. Didn't we recently read in 1 Timothy? Because everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter every day, Monday through Friday. Everybody knows that. And we just read in 1 Timothy 5, the Amplified says, treat with great consideration and give aid to those who are truly widowed, solitary, and without support. And then later on in the same chapter, he said, let the elders who do good work as leaders, let them be considered worthy of double honor. The English says, receive double pay. I'm just saying, every time that the Bible talks about honor, you know, almost every time, you see the idea of resource, material. That's why he says it so specifically. Honor the Lord with what? Your substance. And with the first fruits of all your increase. So when we come in here and we hold up our offerings before the Lord, it should be with faith, it should be with love, and we should be doing what else? Honoring God. Honoring Him. And you know, you honor, the Lord's dealt with me before. There's been different ones of our elders. I know some years ago, you know, we were traveling with Brother Hagin so much. And he had a truck that he drove. And the thing was it 15 years old, I guess? And I'd talk to him once in a while. I'd say, you know, Dad, we all called him Dad. I said, Dad, why don't you get you a new truck? He said, oh, that one's fine. And I said much about it. He said, no, I said it's fine. Well, that's the end of it, you know. But another 6 months had passed by. And it'd come up and I'd say, well, Dad, you know, boy, they got some nice new ones out now, you know. A lot more comfortable and a lot nicer. And he said, no, this is fine. And so that's it. This happened for 3 or 4 years. Well, we were at a meeting and Brother Ronnie Sims was there. He's going home to be with the Lord now. And Brother Reggie Scarborough. We were all sitting at the table, and I brought it up in front of them. And Reggie said, yeah, Dad, why don't you? He said, oh, no, I'm fine. And then Brother Ronnie said, well, yeah, Dad. And I looked at them. I said, why don't let's just get him one. And, boy, they like that. And so us three, we put in together and bought him a brand new Lexus. The SUV, the big one, you know. I mean, this thing had gold wheels and trim and everything. And, oh, he enjoyed it. Man, he enjoyed that thing. Well, what were we trying to do? He's our father in the faith. So much of what we learned about the things of God, we learned through his ministry. We're not just trying to make much of the flesh of a man. We're thanking God for the gift. Right? I've had the Lord deal with me to look up people that had blessed me in times past. Find where they are. Find where they live. And go find them. And I remember one fellow, he was actually a high school teacher of mine. And he encouraged me in public speaking. Little did I know that I'd be standing up speaking to you, you know, today. He really encouraged me, and there were times we were poor, you might say, and there were times we went out on trips and competing in our public speaking stuff, and he'd pull money out of his pocket and give me for lunch and for food and that kind of thing, encouraged me. He's a black man, and during those days there was a lot of unrest concerning racism in the South, and he handled some things very honorably. Other people could have been out of shape about and got bitter about, but he didn't. He was a good Christian man. We prayed in his class every day. No, he didn't care. Every morning, we pray and honor God, and you didn't wear your shirt tail out in his class. I mean, you had to have that shirt tail tucked in and you had to look like something and act like something. And, you know, as a kid, you don't realize how much that matters to you. But after growing up for a while and learning something about the things of God, so I went back and found him. Took a little while, but I found where he was at. He's retired by this time. I asked him, could I come see him? He said, oh, yeah, please come see me. So I came and we sat on the porch and talked a while, and I looked at his cows and we did some other things. And before I got ready to leave, I said, called his name. I said, I thank God for you. You know, you were a real blessing to me in that developmental part of my life. You showed love and honor when you were attacked because of your race. You were good to me, even though I was a different color from you, and you blessed me and you encouraged me in something that is a tool in what God's called me to do today. And I said, thank you. And then I had the nicest watch that I owned. The Lord dealt with me. Take it off and put it on his wrist and hug him and thank him again. And I did. We both stood there and cried. It wasn't a year or so after that, he went home to be with the Lord. But what's that about? Is that about a watch? No. What's it about? But how about the nicer watch you could use is going to portray more what you got in your heart? Is that right? I mean, isn't this what the woman was doing that took the alabaster box of ointment? Wasn't that what she was doing? And she took it. It was the most precious, the most expensive thing she had. And you know, the Bible tells you, if you look it up and do a little math, this thing's worth probably, it said, a year's wages. Well, it depends on what you make, but we're talking about what? $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. It depends on what you make, but it's a chunk. And she took it and broke it and dumped the whole thing on his feet. This is not a watch you could wear and enjoy for years. This is not clothes you could wear. I mean, your feet smell really good for a little while. And it's gone. And that's why even some of his own disciples didn't understand honor. Did they? Judas was the main one to speak and he said, this is a waste. You just dump, you know, 30 grand on this preacher's feet. We could have used that to help the poor. We could have used that for evangelism. You ever heard that kind of thing before? These are people who have no understanding of honor. Do they? What did Jesus say? If Jesus is the way some people think he is, he would have corrected the woman, wouldn't he? He would have said, woman, haven't I taught you better than this? Haven't I taught you? You don't waste money like this. No. What did he say? Basically told him to shut up. He said, you leave her alone. She's done a good thing. She's done what she could. What's she doing? She wants to honor the Lord. Her brother was cold and dead. And he's sitting at the table. Hallelujah. Her life has been changed by the power of God. She loves God. She wants to honor God. Every time you and I come in this place or go into any other service, anywhere we go, anytime, we should be ready to honor God. Yes, with our words. Yes, with our life. But with our stuff. With our substance. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Honor Offerings, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102F. That's R1102F. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.